Live from Spark Studio headquarters in Loomis, California, welcome to Willful Thinking, where I, Will Coleman, have real conversations with the people shaping our world. Each episode, I bring you unfiltered talks with business owners, community leaders, mentors, and friends who inspire, challenge, and make things happen. I hope you enjoy Willful Thinking. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Willful Thinking. Willful Thinking is brought to you by our friends at Sierra Hills Roofing. If you live in Sacramento, Placer, El Dorado, or any neighboring counties in Northern California, and you need help with your roof, please, I implore you, call Sierra Hills Roofing. This episode of the Willful Thinking Podcast hosts Mr. Dallas Drake, an entrepreneur, matter of fact, Entrepreneur of the Year 2024 in the Auburn Chamber of Commerce. He's a business owner, multiple businesses, restaurants, a pinball arcade, the old Wells Fargo building in historic downtown Auburn. And we talk life, we talk business ownership, we talk community leadership, we talk about all sorts of things that are guaranteed to fascinate you about our small town here in Placer County. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Willful Thinking Podcast. Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hi.
Dude, you look like Harry and Marv combined.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just weird that's the reference point you go with first. I mean, out of all the references, that's...
just Home Alone 1 weird. And 2 right
that's,
here.
That's pretty good. I
mean, yeah.
I was going for Spice Girl. It's usually your figure in the kids' chairs.
What Spice would you be?
Listen, I want to be one of the original five, but let's be real here. I'm going for something named Cinnamon. I just feel like I'm more of a Cinnamon.
You're
more of
a, you're a molasses. Dallas Drake, welcome to the pod, man.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Thanks for doing this.
Let me turn this on silent. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
That is common courtesy
I'm
for
usually
one of these.
10 seconds. I'm always 10 seconds behind. It's fine.
Okay.
I'll store that over there.
What have you been up to, man? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Oh, man.
You caught me on work day. I've been doing some stuff. I've been... since last time I saw you, it's been a while. It's been a long time. Let me see. What's it been up to? Changing the world, creating some communities. I don't know, doing good stuff. What have you been doing?
Dude, just roofing.
Roofing. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
This rain's been fun, huh?
Well, it's really good for you, probably.
Phone rings, but you can't build anything.
You still drilling holes in people's roofs before the summer, like before the winter?
Hey, don't give away all our secrets.
I'm just trying to say, it's like job security, you called it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is kind of my brainchild here is this podcast called Willful Thinking.
Awesome.
Welcome to it. You're our first guest.
I am excited to be the first guest.
First and only guest to date.
That is good. That is really, I know for a fact, hands down, I am the best one at this point
ever.
So far. Yeah.
In the history of the pod.
Yeah. I'm just usually common when you're one of one. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like the rookie card.
I'm the rookie card.
Yeah.
We don't remember who that player was. They played like one season, but they're like... I got to get that card for some reason.
Like Bronny's son.
Yeah.
LeBron's son, Bronny.
Horrible sports.
Yeah.
It's a good reference until we went too deep. Surface, it was great. And once it goes down.
Flat on my face there.
Yeah.
Well, so my vision for this is to talk to people that I enjoy spending time with, people that I can learn some things from. Hopefully our audience, all four of them are going to have some good takeaways here as well. You're an entrepreneur.
I believe so.
Yeah. Tell us about your businesses.
My business, so direct. Tell my businesses, what do you want to know? I mean, like, all right. Well, listen here. If you go to the IRS, there's section. You're gonna do the 1040 for the LLC, and you're gonna. Oh, you wanted like the fun part. You didn't want the taxes.
Like, what
I thought you
wanted
to know
about
the taxes.
How do you make your money?
Tax season. I was gonna go with the taxes.
It is tax season.
Yeah, I was gonna go all into that part. It's super cool. So what you want to do is really. On the residential side, you could do that, 20-year deduction since depreciation. It's super mandatory. No, I don't know. I just do stuff, man. I go out of my way to be an entrepreneur. And part of that for me, I guess, is defining entrepreneur. So, like, are you an entrepreneur?
I am an entrepreneur.
Of course. But you have a business, right? You have a defined business, and that's your characteristic. And that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think most people find that. For me, I don't know. I'm a really anti-label person. Not that I'm crazy. It's hard for me to define what an entrepreneur is. So, like, for me, it's like what my business is. My business, I don't know, is it making money? Is it having these cool businesses to do things? Or is it deeper than that? So, for me, I always like to start with, like, for me, my biggest thing is I think nowadays I'm a community builder. I want to be something that's part of community. I want to create community, and I want to push for that. Now, do I have businesses? Of course. There's the businesses. There's the daily grind that makes this all happen. It helps, but it all reinforces that because it's the same common goal. I think nowadays I really push for these cool businesses because they push forward that ideal. So that being said, now the fun part. There's the businessy part. And then the fun part. So I own a pinball place in Rockland, which is right down the street. It's wonderful. It's called DOS Flipper House, and it's a cool pinball thing. Everyone says it's going to fail. They keep saying it, which is amazing. I've gotten some apologies, which is pretty cool.
Love proving people wrong?
I have a lot of friends that really like were deep down like, he's going to do great. He's screwed. Yeah, it's
oh, dude, I used
there was a lot fuel. Of them.
I love that. I want to hear people talk negative smack, you know? Yeah. If it does fuel me.
Well, you want that. We'll get back to that. That's always a good one. That's like a great one. What else do I have? I have an ice cream store.
Oh, you have more than an ice cream store.
I have an ice cream store.
You have an ice cream / beer store, which feels like as 6th, 7th, 8th graders in middle school are learning the concept of business, it sounds like something that would be like the dream.
Yeah.
When I get older, I want to own an ice cream / beer store.
Yeah, most 7th graders I know are like, ice cream's cool, beer's better. How do I get to the beer part? If I do this, I can stick a facade. Like,
yeah.
Mom, what are you doing? I was at the ice cream store.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, you know, it's something different. I would say I'm probably not going to get rich. I don't know many ice cream stores that have Ferraris, but...
Whoa.
You're allergic to this conversation, aren't you? Oh, God. Is it because you're a roofer and I'm like...
I think it's whatever's in your hat.
I'm like D-class Willy Wonka over here, and you're like... and you're like... driving nails in people's roofs. That's it. It's all right. And then what else? I do some real estate stuff, which is always great.
Do you have your real estate license?
No.
So you're breaking the law?
No. You don't have a real estate license.
No, you're a slumlord, dude. Just say it.
I'm not a slumlord. It's not a slumlord. I mean, listen, you have like two roofs collapse and all of a sudden you're a slumlord. That's not how it works. I actually just talked to someone today. We're not getting into it. They had a program and no one would take them. And it's a community. I want people that are nice and trying to make it ahead, and I want them to have a place to live. And it was an easy way to like help myself and help others. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone needs a place to live. I think I don't love it as much as I used to. I think I used to be really into it.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of like, I like my businesses much more. I think my businesses are much more like it's cut and dry. The expectations are nice. And like, I don't know, things go bad with like housing and people just...
For sure.
I want that place. I have no problems with this, but like, I just feel bad hearing stories of others. And I'm like, oh, I just, my land. And you're like, this is where people live. It's like they're at odds. And I feel like, is that the place I want to be? And I feel like it's like almost not anymore. I want to like get away from it just because I don't love how the situation can go.
Yeah.
I guess it's weird. But as far as business, I mean, that's basically it. Like any other person, I mean, and then I have like a regular job too. I always forget. I have like a 9 to 5 and I do that. And I'm a production person for big live events, which is cool. So I go to concerts and I get paid to go, which is great. And I think that about sums up my little universe maybe.
Have you met some famous people?
Sure. Everyone's met famous people.
Yeah. But I mean, you're a concert, not only a concert goer, you're.
Listen, here's how it works out. It's like a job. It's like, you know, it's like, where was I meeting? Everyone's like, I meet famous people. Like, first off, they always say, don't meet your heroes or whatever they say. What was that line?
Yeah, here
we are. I'm going to quote the line. I don't even know. Yeah. I was like, what was it? Don't meet your heroes. Don't meet
your heroes.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, like, same thing. There's a lot of famous people that are really horrible people. There are a lot of ones that are really great people. But generally speaking, it's like going to work. They might get paid more than you, but you're going to work and they have a job. Their job is to sing. And there's a guy's job to take the garbage out. But everyone's just here in one place, all trying to do their job. Yeah, that's all it is. So, like, you might see people. You might hang out with people. That's great. But really, we're all here to do a job. Yeah. That's it. Like, even the biggest celebrities get yelled at and be like, hey, man, time. Like, you're late. Dude. We're starting. Let's go. So they have their keepers, too. You know, so it's weird. It's not as much fun as you want it to be.
So you don't have any fun celebrity stories?
I have plenty of fun celebrity stories.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what we're here for.
What's a good one? Let's do an old one. This is a really old one. So like way back in the day, back when I went to go to this concert. It doesn't even matter the concert, but it was like a. Do you remember CKY? Do you remember the group CKY? No, this doesn't make any sense. This is going to be a horrible story then. The story is not going to have any bearing on my life.
Like, say famous people and you go with CKY.
That's a famousest group? Okay, fine. That's not a fun story. You don't want a fun story. You want, like, an adult story. An adult story.
Do you know who CKY is?
Oh, my gosh. This is...
The Jelly People?
Welcome to Will's Podcast, where we're super unfun. We don't know anything cool. We stick to mainstream, Britney Spears, pop rock. This is the Will channel.
I played golf with Luke Combs one time.
You told me that, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool story.
It is so cool that a celebrity told you you're the worst golfer ever. And he gets paid to sing.
Me?
Well, yeah, sure.
No, he was the worst golfer ever.
Was he?
Bro, he was terrible.
He's rich.
Oh, he's rich and he's cool as shit.
He's rich.
But he is awful.
Did he smack the ball? He smacked the ball right in the water and look at you and be like, look at him, Luke Combs.
I felt really bad because, like, I got to tell you that story. A friend of mine from college is very good friends with his steel guitar player. Okay. And they were coming to town. This was pre-COVID. I think this was like 2018 or 2019. They were opening for Jason Aldean out in Wheatland.
Okay.
I think it was before the casino even went up.
Toy and Amphitheater.
Yeah. And my buddy from college calls me up and he's like, hey, I've got some friends coming to town. They're musicians. They're playing a show. They're getting in a day early and they love golf.
This is all he tells you, though?
Yeah.
He goes, so you're like,
I have no idea who it is.
Of course. You're like, oh, my buddy's like weird, like spoon band from Alabama. Yeah. Like, that's what you're thinking here. Like,
he did have an interesting taste in music, but no, little do I know. It's like a rising superstar and now arguably one of the biggest names in country music. But he said, yeah, I've got some friends. They want to play. Set it up. I did. He gives me the guy's number. The guy reaches out to me and actually tells me who he is. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've heard of you guys. And he's like, hey, is there room for Luke to come and play too? I was like, sure.
I would have been like, nah, man. I think we're all booked up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
So I take him down to Hagen Oaks Golf Course in Sacramento.
The worst one. Gotcha. Perfect.
It's not the worst one.
It is the worst. You literally were like.
I'm friends with a lot of those people. I don't even know where they might listen to this.
Can we? I just have a question. Just super quiet. This is for Luke's sake. Let's just talk about this. First off, did he make you pay?
It was comped.
It was comped.
I know people
who comped it. Look, if you want to play golf and you want to, I'm bad at golf too. We'll go together. I will take you to a golf course that costs like $10. This dude took you to the free, like, did you guys go to Scandia first for like a warm up or what? Like,
it
what
was happened? Weird after we I played. He was just, like, hey, so is there confused. Anywhere good to go to dinner around here? I was like, not around here, but
you're like, oh man, dude, super cool you're here. By the way, we're almost to the exit. I need you to put this vest on. Is this Kevlar? Yeah, it's super Kevlar.
Dude, he showed up in a minivan Uber. I mean, think of that guy had no idea who he was driving around that day.
No, but the minivan, hold on, stop. Minivan Uber, I Uber all the time. I'm always like Uber XL, and they're like, they show up with a minivan. I'm like, this is, there's no like crouching. Like, listen, we're not teeny men here. And to get into the, nothing's worse than they're like, check it out, man, I got my Camry. I'm like, oh, great, I get to pour myself into this car.
Don't you feel a little badass, though, when they just hit that button and that door opens?
Listen, I'm just trying to figure out how you're like, oh, we're going to play golf with Luke Combs. Sweet. We're going to the crappiest golf course. Let's just go back to this.
It was fun. But so anyway, we get there. I actually gave him an alternative option. I won't say the name of that course either. But but he was like, no, just take me somewhere fun. So I was like, okay, we'll go there. You know, we got a lot of rounds in there. And it is fun.
Yeah, super fun.
Come on.
It's super fun. I'm not even trying.
This was also before the big homeless epidemic on the back nine.
Well, it's fine. Listen, they cleaned that up too. I heard they had their own airport. Wasn't there an airplane that landed there the other day?
Dude, that was like 6 months ago, right on the putting green.
Yeah, see, what time
Luke was there. Luke was on that green.
He was there for that.
No, not that day.
Celebrities, airplanes, I'm out.
But so we get there and he is awful. I mean, like, I've seen some pretty bad golfers over the years.
I hope
he
sees this.
He would admit that he's awful, but I committed the cardinal sin of golf instruction. That's what I used to do. I don't think you knew that. Did you know that?
You used to instruct golf?
I used to be a PGA golf professional for like 8 years. Before I got into roofing, before all that. I actually had my status until, I think I got rid of it in 22.
Perfect.
When we opened the roofing company.
Perfect.
I said, I'm probably never going to use this again. And I'm definitely not going to go on tour. So, but now they're doing screen golf on TV. So anything's possible. But
listen, I... Now I know like a semi, an extra semi partial pro.
I am a lot of fun at the scramble events for sure.
I have no clue what that means. Remember the sports thing? Yeah. Remember the surface contact? Yeah, I do. Surface. I'm right there on the surface. Once you delve deep, sham. It's all a sham.
So we get out to the golf course and he's hitting a couple warm up shots on the driving range. And he's like, "Do you see anything that I should fix?"
And did you see the first thing was like the golf course?
Yeah.
Golf course, first thing. Somebody, whatever schmuck took you to this golf course, that is the fix.
Yeah, your taste in golf course architecture is.
I hope you took it to lunch. I can't wait to hear about that. But let's keep going.
Yeah. So
you tried to kill a celebrity and
I mess with his grip, and that's the only thing that connects your body to the golf club. So imagine learning anything. It's basically like teaching someone how to walk again. All right. This is the only thing you're holding onto this club with, and I'm telling him he's doing it all wrong.
Okay.
So the look on his face when I put it in the position that I wanted him was like, this is not going to go well. We go from the driving range to the first hole. He swung the golf club.
It's country music.
He swung it three consecutive times. Missing entirely. I was like,
he's trying to make you feel better. Yeah. He's like, he literally showed up. Listen, Mr. PGA,
it was a tough scene, dude.
I'm going to tell you what really happened. You missed this. I'm going to clarify. He showed up and said, "Oh shit, this poor guy. He can only take this dumpy ass golf course. This is horrible." He's like, "I can't come out here." And this is for you. Look, he's drilling out there. He goes home and he's like, he's Happy Gilmore, 450 yards. It's like, and he comes out. He's like, I can't embarrass this poor PGA guy. So he's like, "Yeah, give me some tips." He's like, "I'm just going to swing and a miss. It's fine."
Oh, dude.
He's like, "I'm going to fly back in a private jet anyways. It's all good." I felt awful because
I ruined his day. I broke him. And he did not have a lot of fun that day, I know. And then I fell into the trap of like trying to be too cool because you're with a celebrity.
Yeah, you're trying to be too cool instead of being like a regular person.
Oh, dude, I'm cracking jokes that aren't landing. Oh, that's what it was. I was the creepy. I swear to you, I thought like nine holes in, he was just going to be like, "Hey man, I think we're good. Like, can we just call it a day?" And he got through it somehow. But
I feel so bad for him.
Well, we finished the round, and he's like, "Hey, do you want to come to the concert?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, but I don't have tickets."
What a stupid!
How lame of a thing can you say? Yeah, I'd love to go, but I don't have tickets.
This is like.
Do you know someone that has tickets?
This is literally 19-year-old you. The hottest chick in the world's like, "You want to go to the party?" You're like, "I would, but I'm a super loser and I can't go. I also don't have any alcohol."
Yeah.
Yeah, way to go.
Do you know someone that has tickets?
Do you know, like, do you have friends?
You can have
you
mine.
Have friends. And she's like, "You, never mind. Like, what's wrong with you? You're supposed to."
Oh, well, dude, I'm not even to the worst part of the story. Well,
hold on. Let me bash this. I'm going to absorb it. You know, do you think he remembers you?
Probably is one of the worst golf rounds of his entire life.
I know if he remembers, does he check mark and he like, you know, like we all have that moment where we're brushing our teeth sometimes. We're all people. Everyone brushes their teeth. But this dude literally brushed his teeth one day and he like sits there and he's like, "Do you remember that horrible last golf
dude?
What
a scumbag
like,
what, I got paired what, up with in Sacramento.
What a shit deal that was." He's like, "We're getting a steel guitar player?"
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
He might have fired that guy because
of me. He's like, "We're going to fire that dude." Yeah. He's like,
his taste in human beings is
you,
horrific.
Your friend's friend, fired.
So he's like, "All right, I'll give you my tickets." And so,
wait. Hold, okay, I'm stuck. I work these events. What do you mean, give you my? He all he has to do is be like, "Hey, what's up? That asshole, he's coming too." Like that's all they have to say. What do you mean tickets?
Here's the worst.
Tickets?
Here's the worst part. So, he coordinates it to like have the steel guitar player who I already know and have his phone number.
Yeah,
he's like, "Hey, call this idiot and give him the tickets." He had like four tickets. So the guy calls me, my wife, and this is another part of the story. We just found out we were going to have our second child. I had a 2012 Lincoln MKZ.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matthew McConaughey. That's the only reason I bought that car.
Really?
Oh, I just love Matty McConaughey.
I have a funny Matthew McConaughey.
I could eat him up, dude.
Really?
Oh, God. Put him in a hot dog bun, throw some chili and onions on there, and just... I love that guy.
You really love Matthew McConaughey.
I love that guy.
Listen,
dude.
I'm a Ryan Reynolds guy. It's fine.
I bought the car. I bought the car because of him. And then my wife was driving a Toyota Camry hybrid. So we knew now going into child number two, like we have to get a bigger vehicle. She decides to go get it the next day when the concert is. We don't make it to the concert. So when the guy's like, "Hey, are you coming?" I was like, let me just see if I can use these tickets for one of my buddies that is there. And he was like, well, they're under your name. And I was like, oh, no, put them under my name. But my last name is Strong, like Strong. He's like, no, it's not. It's Coleman. Like, I met you. I seen you on Instagram. Like, I know your last. I was like, no, it's fine. Just put it under Strong. And that was like the cheesiest thing I could possibly do.
You are.
So I tried to give it to my friend, trying to be a good guy. But then I ended up lying to the guy about my last name. And now I've never, like, I'm horrified just remembering how bad that entire 24 hours was.
You should have, like,
it was awful.
These are regular people. You just say,
yeah. And I just didn't know how to behave. I forgot how to act.
Do you like coffee? They're like, yeah, I like coffee. I'm getting coffee. Would you like to be coffee? Yeah, I'll get you coffee too. And they're going to be like, I like cheeseburgers. I'm going to lunch. Do you like cheeseburgers? You're like, yeah, I love cheeseburgers. Great, let's all get cheeseburgers. Like, you made this. You ruined this. You broke this.
I think I'm allergic to famous people, man. I don't know what happens.
I think you were trying to write one of those, like, you know those movies where everything goes wrong?
Yeah.
That was you. You were trying to be like, that day. You were like an SNL skit.
Yeah. So I'm stuck at a Ford dealership. I'm lying about my last name to try and get my friends the tickets.
PGA instructor ever.
Yeah. And then... another one of my friends that was also playing golf with us the day before, he did get some tickets as well. And the drummer from the show comes out into the stands where they were sitting in like the fourth row.
Yeah.
Luke's drummer comes out after his portion of the show before Jason goes on and gives this dumb fuck the drumsticks.
Yeah, because you're
and I'm like, look at what we're missing out on.
For a special experience and you're out buying like a Ford.
A Ford.
You're like getting a Lincoln. Ford.
No, I was getting a Ford Explorer.
Whatever, you're at the Ford dealership, listening to them ramble on about some nonsense, and you're like,
terrible,
you know what you do? You get up, you leave, you say, guess what? I'll see you guys tomorrow. We're doing this tomorrow. I'm going to the concert.
Yeah. Yeah, I really dropped the ball in that whole situation, but he's by far the most famous person I've ever met, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
The most famous people, like, whatever. I would have liked to meet him. It would have been cool. I wouldn't have ruined it like you would have.
Oh, dude, it was fine. Shit all over the floor. That's fine. Like, that's how bad it was.
You was bad. Okay, so I'll tell you. Do you ever, you know, none of the bands I know, so it doesn't really matter. You ever heard of a band called Less Than Jake? It doesn't matter. It's a ska band. It's irrelevant.
I don't even know what ska is.
So it's a type of music. Don't worry about it. I'm very broad in my
boy
experiences. It's fine. You ever had a house with electricity? Super cool. Dude.
Yeah.
You go in, flick the lights on. It's super awesome. So this band, full circle story. This is my best full circle story, and it makes no sense because the band doesn't matter. But I remember I was like, the first concert I ever went to was this Less Than Jake concert. Done. I went with my cousin. Great. Perfect. Like years later, I was like going through some stuff, and I was on the road traveling for work. And I remember meeting a guy, and it's one of my friends that lives in Marysville, of all places. Marysville, Yuba City. He works for the same union as me, and he happens to be like on my crew working for someone. I was like, this is like small world. We're in Texas. I was like, what are you doing here? Like, it's weird. And I got through, and he's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, we're there for a month. And I was like, Super Bowl. And I was like, I'm going to go Less Than Jake's town. I'm going to go see them on like 20, whatever. It doesn't matter. And he goes, oh, yeah, I know them. I go, you know them? And this is how, by the way, this is how shit's done. Just in case you were wondering how it's done, this is how it's done. I go, oh.
Do you know somebody?
I go, you know them tickets? Cool. Like, you know them cool. Like, that's cool. I'm going to go. He's like, no, I got you. I was like, no, bro. The tickets are like $25. I'll just buy a ticket. Like, whatever. Like, it's cheap. I'm just going to go. He's like, no, I know them. I got you. I was like, no. He's like, I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it. I'll see you there. So we're working. And like, weeks go by. And I say, hey, I'm going to go to the concert. He's like, yeah, man, I got you. I told you. I was like, okay. Like, you don't have to buy the tickets. He's like, no, I got you. We get there. This dude used to work Warped Tour. Didn't know this. And he was on the same stage as Less Than Jake. And like, this is like one of my favorite bands. And literally we go up, he's like, I got it. He's like, oh, yeah, here's your passes. So we're there and like Less Than Jake and Pepper's playing. You don't know who either of them are, it doesn't matter. But like, we're sitting there and like, they're like coming off the stage to see him. Like, that's how cool they all are. And it was like a wonderful experience. We're out like hanging out. We got the tour bus afterwards. Like, everything's great. And like, everyone leaves. And like, that is how it's done. You don't make anything weird. At all. Like, mine was like, I had no bad parts of my story. It was a wonderful experience because that's how seamless the introduction was. And then you're like, you literally looked at Luke Combs and you're like,
I'm trying to think
of something horrible to say.
Yeah, but like, this is not a parallel story. I might have met Less Than Jake and not had any idea.
That's fine.
Who's Less Than Jake?
It's just a band. It doesn't matter.
Ralph?
But you made Fred. My story. See how my story was so seamless and it didn't seem like it. That's how you treat all those people. You're supposed to treat it. See how neutral that story was? It was so not exciting.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it's supposed to be done. 100%.
I'm at a...
I have no nightmares about my story
Yeah, I think about mine all the time. You have
nightmares. It's
I've had therapy sessions over my story.
You should. Dude, songs go on the radio and you cry.
I met someone quasi-famous fairly recently. My wife and I went to a concert, and Tyrone Wells.
Yeah.
You know? And you know him? Yeah, see, we listen to very different music.
And I listen to lots of music.
He was almost too nice to me. Because I just said, like, hey, great show. Can we get a picture together? Very normal. I kept my cool pretty well on that. And we took the picture, but then he started talking to me. He was asking, like, you know, hey, where are you from? What are you doing out here? Any plans for the rest of the weekend? I'm like, I didn't think that was going to continue.
Yeah.
So then I got to find this.
You made it weird.
I got to find the equilibrium, dude, because he's asking me questions.
I'm not, like, listen, dude, I just want a picture while you're trying to date. Like, what's going on? I was going to be able to
keep it cool for 30 seconds. I knew that.
You are a spectrum. 18
holes of golf, 6 hours, way beyond my ability to keep cool. 30 seconds, I can handle that.
Did you look at him at all and be like, hey, man, this is going awry. You want to get drunk and drive golf carts around? Like, forget the golf thing. You won't get drunk and crash his golf cart. He probably would have been like,
no.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, no, I don't.
That sounds horrible. Can I get around for me, my friend, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's Hagen Oaks. There's no service there. You could have driven the golf cart back to get drinks for them, I guess.
Dude,
drink your Bud Lights or whatever it is.
I'm telling you, allowed back here.
Which one's the champagne and beers? Because that's the one you were probably like, what's up, man? I got you. This is champagne and beers.
It's Miller, isn't it?
Is it Miller?
Miller High Life?
Yeah, sure. That's you.
I am the Miller High Life.
I bring craft beers to my party.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What else? So we've talked about your failure here. It's fine. That's a great story, though. I mean,
it's just exactly how not to be when you're around. Actually, any human, not just a famous person. Just don't be that guy. I still think about it all the time.
It probably breaks you a little bit.
It's awful.
I'm never gonna let you live it down.
It's horrifying. So you have your pilot's license.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that like?
I think I still have it. Yeah. Oh, it's cool. I mean, it's pretty awesome. You go to the sky. I mean, that's great. It's great. You can fly airplanes. What are you talking about? That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah. You get to go.
What made you want to do that?
I was 20 something, and I was 20, and I was like, I'm gonna go fly a plane.
So you couldn't even drink yet, legally.
No, you would hear. My favorite thing is, I get this license. I go, you know, 20. I get my license. I'm like, great, I'm a pilot. Like, that's super cool. And then what do you want to do? You're like, I'm going to go fly somewhere. Because that's what you do with an airplane. Fly. I'm like, this is cool as shit. Here to meet my friends. Like, let's go. We're out. We fly this plane. We land. And we're like, let's go screw around. Right? We're in town. Like, let's go screw around. We go up. Hindsight, 2020. Can't rent a car until you're 25.
But you can fly an airplane.
We could go anywhere. We got there and they're like, oh yeah, we can't give you a car. I was like, listen.
Nice.
I flew here in an airplane. They're like, cool story. Gotta be 25 to rent a car.
You can't have an
airplane at 18, but you can't have a car.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I was just mind blown. And I was really like, I'm like negotiating with this lady. I'm pretty good negotiator, but I'm really sitting here like, hi. Like, that is all fine and dandy. I took an airplane. I flew it in the sky. I landed. Give me a car. And she's like, it doesn't work that way. No. I'm like, airplane. Like, it's airplane.
Yeah. I defied gravity.
Yeah. Like, can you parallel park?
Consecutive minutes.
She literally goes, can you parallel park? She goes, nobody can parallel park. I was like, okay. Well, you should give me that. I can parallel park. And I flew an airplane. Like,
what town was this?
It doesn't matter.
I don't want
to go into it. It was a normal Bay Area town.
Oh, God.
And then I stole a crew car. I lied to the jet center and said, I went to the jet center, another jet center, and said, hi, I flew in. I'm a corporate pilot. Can I get the crew car? Because that's what my buddy said to do. And they gave us a Volvo, and we drove it around.
No way.
Uh-huh. We lied and said we were the crew. This is a little, it was not
true. When you were like, I thought you were talking about one of those like baggage carriers.
They literally said, bring back in 2 hours. They chucked me the keys, and that was it. I was like, that's it? And they're like, yeah.
I totally pictured you driving baggage wagon.
I was amazed. We went and got a burrito in this car. We're like, it was a Mexican. I was like,
you could go anywhere. Why would they go get a burrito? Do
we just go drunk? Yeah. Well, yeah. Wait, what are you going to eat?
I mean, not a burrito.
You think we're going to fly an airplane and go eat caviar? Caviar is gross.
No.
I'm good. Thank you.
There's a lot of food out there in the bay.
Where we were at.
You're close to one. Get some fish, man. Get some shrimp.
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. No, I don't want any of that. I wanted a burrito. I don't know.
That's fine.
I go to NASA. You know, do you want to eat at NASA? There's a Popeye's chicken on the island. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't.
I've gone to a cruise multiple times. I literally go there just to go to Popeye's.
I'll
go to
the charter. Care what anybody says. Popeye's is the superior fried chicken restaurant.
Yeah, it's way beats KFC.
Oh, God. Everywhere beats KFC. Denny's beats KFC.
I don't know. Denny's barely beats Denny's. I don't know. Denny's is good. But I'll tell you this, though. Popeye's is cool because I don't know where to find them, but they have like the angriest staff.
Well, they work at Popeye's for
a little bit. No, I think they literally just find some like, we're going to sell the best chicken. We know it's the best. We're going to find rock solid people that don't take shit from nobody. Yeah. That's what they do. I swear it's part of their hiring thing. They're like, how's it going? You show up to work. Great. You're passionate. Awesome. Like, how much can you just be like, I'm the best? They're like, I'm the best. Yeah. Check mark. Done. Because they
could be working in KFC.
I was in Vegas once and this lady was like, customer's always right, sure. But then this person was just going off about sauces. I hate that
expression so much. They were going off the sauce.
Don't give me your gutter story. I already talked about your gutters. and then so he goes off, and this lady's just like, I want the sauce. And like, I think it's supposed to come with, and he was just like, he looked at her, grabbed the box, opened it, and was like, to the menu. He's like, whatever he said, like, two drumsticks, fries, one sauce. You good? Have a nice day. And I was like,
I don't have any like, follow-up questions. I guess.
And she was just trying to ask for all this stuff. And he was just like,
have a nice day. Right there for
and you. I was like, I want to hire that. That guy's so rock solid. I like that guy. He was like,
he's a rule follower too.
Yeah, he was like, he was just like,
he don't put up with no shit.
No, he was like, this is it. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You want chicken, three pieces of chicken in a box, one sauce.
You get one.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Because I'll throw it straight against the wall behind me if you don't take it. And I was like, this lady was like shocked. She's never been told no. And I was like, dude, Popeye, it's like Adam Sandler. Popeye chicken is a shiznit, dude. Like, they were just like, nope. I was like, he's like, you get your food? I was like, I'm good. Thank you.
Was this in Nassau or a different area?
No, this was in Vegas.
Well,
all the best.
Nobody's messing around in Vegas.
Like, don't. Vegas is weird.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. You don't know any famous people, and you ruin everything.
I do. So you live in Auburn.
Yeah,
I live in Auburn. I also live in Auburn. I'm in unincorporated Auburn.
Yes, you live in the county. It's called the county.
Yeah.
You live in nowhere. I live in the city.
It's exactly.
Fine. Yeah, it's totally okay.
Yeah, I'm beneath you. And what is your favorite restaurant in the city of Auburn?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Yeah, you would upset some people by answering that question.
No one's going to be upset. It depends on the genre.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get that deep. I just really thought this was going to be easy. What's your favorite ice cream?
I'm too. My favorite.
What's your favorite frozen yogurt?
I don't eat frozen yogurt. I feel like I can afford the good things in life, like ice cream. So I go straight to the top. I only go gourmet. It's just what it is. I'm sorry. It's not a thing. It's wonderful. Just, you know. Inferior products just upset me.
What's your favorite bank in Auburn?
My favorite bank? The one I own.
The closed one?
The one I own. Yeah.
You ready to talk about that yet or no?
Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want, man. We'll go on tangents about your golfing thing. You got to direct this. This is your podcast. You got to tell me.
Yeah, we're just kind of rolling here, man. I think you're an interesting person.
We were at the business thing. Let's go back. What was the business thing? So obviously the good part is, I'm a business owner. I do business stuff. It's wonderful. I'm very pro-community, which is a big pitch for me. I take it pretty seriously. Obviously, we're in a leadership group together.
I can corroborate this. Yeah, you are very pro-community.
We are a leadership group together, which is nice because you're going out there to learn the community. So I have these cool products. I've been really creative and doing things that were quote-unquote different, and I thought they were really impressive. I always feel like if you keep it simple, for anyone that wants to do a business ever, I always like to say the same things. Like, you know, just keep it simple. Don't go crazy. And also, like, find things you like.
Yeah.
But be realistic. Like, but generally speaking, if it's something that you enjoy and you're a normalish person, it's other people enjoy it too.
Yeah.
And if you go with that aspect, it's very easy to kind of lead yourself down the right road. Like, you just, as long as you're doing those things that are like wholesomely good, it's great. I see a lot of people doing business and like, yeah, we all got to make money. I get it.
Sure.
But at some point, like, you could be as strict as you want, but you nickel and dime, nickel and dime, nickel and dime. Like,
yeah,
it's not a fun place. None of it's fun.
No.
And then people figure out it's not fun. And then you're not fun.
Yeah.
And then everything's not fun. So you become bitter and angry. And then that's what you get. It's a horrible way to live your life. It doesn't sound great.
Yeah, but you know, you sell ice cream.
I sell ice cream. You're, that's like the easiest.
Most thing to sell. Ice cream clients are probably pretty happy people. I think they are, or they're about to be.
Sometimes they are, and Mintship people. Not so much, but
ooh, my wife's a Mintship.
Lady. Yeah, we too. Like, listen,
makes sense.
Mintship people walk in, and like, there's nothing wrong with it. They just walk in, and they are like, they are getting Mintship. You don't have Mintship, not an ice cream shop to them. Instantly written off.
What's your go-to?
Mine?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's why we're asking.
Butter brickle.
What? CKY, yeah, butter brickle.
Listen,
bro, name 8 ice cream shops that sell butter brickle.
Hi, my name is Dallas. I'm here to interview 2 other uncultured people. We're going to talk about stuff they know nothing about.
Here.
That voice wasn't here either.
Oh, that's Danielle. She's voice. Running the ones and twos.
Oh, perfect. That's our tech. That's how you need to experience more. Look at butter brickle. What a great thing. It's like an old person flavor, I think. Maybe. It's like vanilla. It's got a
butterscotch.
No, don't be
weird. You're a Werther's guy, aren't you?
I am definitely not a Werther's guy.
I could see you in that Harry and Marv outfit. Just you hand out Werther's for Halloween.
That is why I like offering those straight up. Like, there's more old ladies that give me candy, and I'm like, this is great. What a nice place. They're like, here you go. You want a mint? You're like, sure, I'll take a mint. Like, what? Like, this is a great time.
We had this old guy at my church. I grew up in Virginia, and that was his thing. I think his name was Wally.
Yeah.
And Wally just had a blazer full of butterscotch Werther's.
That's cool.
So every Sunday you'd see Wally, he'd give you a little handshake, and he'd have a little gold wrapper in there.
That's awesome, dude. Little do you know, he was a cartel. Yeah. Like back in the day, he used to work for the cartel transporting drugs in the country. And he was like, yeah, I got you, man. Let me grease the palm a little bit.
Now he's like pretty good at the handoff.
They're literally like, you can't do that anymore. Thanks for being an insider. And he's like, copy that. He's like, so I'm just going to do little handoffs with Werther's. Yeah, a little back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was. You didn't know that. He's probably an international cartel member.
Well, he's dead now. He's no longer with us.
Well, you know.
He was pretty old back then. Well, and this was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, man. So yeah, the business thing. We had an ice cream shop. We did the house thing. What else we got that's interesting about this? We got the new project. You were at the new project today.
I was.
You were there.
I like how that's
coming
along.
What did you think of it?
Yeah, dude, it's an awesome building.
No one knows what it is.
I know. I'm not going to spill the beans.
I wouldn't spill the beans. No. It's top secret.
It's going to be fun though. Stay tuned, Auburn and Greater Placer County folks.
It's going to be wonderful. It's late breaking news that you won't know about from here, but mm-hmm. It's perfect. But he knows about it early. He's one of the people that should know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This won't get published for like another 3 weeks or so. So
that's fine.
Are you open by then?
We still won't be done by then. Nothing's ever done on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. So I know we're doing the leadership thing, which is good. That's how we met.
Yeah.
Which is
well, great. We spent the night together.
We spent the night together. I was actually so stoked because they put us, like, you know, okay, listen, you're stuck with all these people. And it's so, you look at the room of people and you're like, I don't know who you actually want to like be stuck in a hotel room with you've never met, but you're just like, you instantly know the 3 people you dump. And you're just like, you're like, well, Virtue isn't dodgeball teams. Not that. Like, that's all they care. Like, I'll take anybody's fine.
Bro, if it wasn't you, don't get me wrong, there's some cool guys in the group, I was going to drive home that night.
Yeah, you were?
100%.
Oh, man, I would never have done that. I'm too strong for that. I would have been like, nope, this ship
was one
sinking.
Of the nicest,
like, I'm gonna
rooms,
buckle
though.
In. I'm going to go down the sink.
It had like a nice little great room in it, but then one bedroom. It had a living room,
yeah,
a dining room, a kitchen.
It had a living room, like a fold-out bed, kitchen.
But then
it
one bedroom.
It had a faulty mini bar. They charged us for drinks. We obviously didn't drink because they didn't unlock it. So I don't know how we got charged.
I don't know
for
how
drinks.
That happened. Boy, I did not need that one either.
That was great. That was the one that pushed you over the edge. I told you. Don't let your wife see this. She's going to know you were drinking in a hotel room.
With another man.
Breaking into a mini fridge. No, it was good. It was a good experience to get out there. But
it was fun. That was a fun weekend.
That's how we met, which was great.
Yeah.
We officially met. And then we're doing this program, which is great. You've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. And
I've probably learned more than you.
Maybe.
Not, it's not a competition, but I probably learned more than you.
I think
your head was already fuller than mine. So
I have a fat head.
You didn't
head.
Have that's enough room
why,
to learn.
That's why I don't wear hats. That's why I have these stretchy hats so I can fit my stupid fat head. That's fine. I get it. Is that where you're going?
I thought that's where you're going. No, I was trying to give you a compliment.
Well,
saying your brain's already bigger than mine.
Did you try to light on Luke?
Yeah.
How'd it go with Luke? I mean, your head is just so swollen. Really impressive, man. Super impressive.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed you can play guitar. I really
don't know how to talk
fingers.
To people. I don't know if this podcast impressive. Thinks it'll work out. I just don't know how to talk to people.
Now you can. It's going to be called Little Ruins Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did that, and that's great. I mean, what else you got? What else you want to know, man?
It's January 9th, right?
Yeah.
6 was Monday. Sure. I know we celebrated. And the 9th today, 4 days after, any New Year's resolutions you're working on?
Any New Year's resolutions? You know, my new, it's really not to suck this year. I'm just really trying to not blow it.
So no, you didn't write anything down?
No, I took it and I internalized it.
Okay.
I just said don't blow it this year. That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's always my goal. Just don't blow it. That's fine.
That's pretty lame, dude.
Did you have a resolution?
Yeah, I have like 7.
So I wrote them all down. Why would you want to fail 7 times? Like, I just, who's like, oh, it's New Year, I'm gonna set myself for situation. What's your resolution? I'll lie. And give
one
you a
by second. One by one or what?
Yeah, like give me one.
Well, my first one is obviously looking at me. So show me how, like, I want to get back into the gym.
Yeah,
I've already been 3 times this year.
Dude, you should try my gym. It's got a cafe. You can go in there, drink, and eat at the gym, and it's got a hot tub right afterwards. That's just so fun.
I love my gym. Actually, I go to Rumble Boxing in Rockland. Yeah. I'm gonna have to get the owner of that on this thing. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but. Dude, the weirdest thing happened the other day. My second time back for the year.
Luke showed up.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What happened? Tell me more.
So you work out basically in the dark. They've got these lights that kind of outline the ceiling, and the lights are completely shut off except these, like, kind of, you know, laser-ish lights that highlight the ceiling. And then there's a massive mirror all along the front wall. So there's one side of the gym room that has all punching bags, and then there's another side of the gym room that has weight benches. And I was on the weight bench side. You do 5 rounds on each side, right? So it's like 5 benches per row, and they're staggered so that everybody can see themselves working out in the mirror with very dim light.
With no lighting, so everyone looks really good. Yeah, that's
first. But we're doing weighted squats, like suitcase squats, where you hold the 2 dumbbells on your side and you do a squat. I made eye contact with another man while I was squatting and pulsing.
In the dark.
In the dark, but we saw each other's corneas. And I'm still kind of recovering from that. We didn't say a word. We just looked at each other while we were both down on the ground pulsing.
I just can't.
Like,
why is it so dark? I would just fade to dark. I'd fade to the corner.
I'm going to ask her when I get
whenever,
down there.
Whenever it's working out, I just fade into the background.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
I'll keep you
up. It was a workout. I guess spray myself with some water, but... That was a thing. That was great. I would be all into it at the end.
Dude,
I was working out.
I sweat so much.
I don't sweat
all the time, but especially when I'm working out.
I don't sweat at all. I
good for you.
It takes me so long to sweat when I work out. It's horrible.
Are you just constantly dehydrated or what?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you drink water.
I drink water all the time.
I've never seen it.
You never see me long enough. You're always at some weird meetings and doing weird stuff. You're like at the leadership meetings watching me just... sit there and stare
yeah
at the sky.
So working out's a big one, but I gotta do it less awkwardly, I guess.
Keep it weird, why not?
Yeah, I'm doing one of mine was to do another stand-up set. I'm doing that in 2-3 weeks.
That actually is one of the things I want to go do again. So like I used to do stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy.
Yeah,
I got invited to do a set, and I'm literally out of town and I can't do it, but I was invited to go do one. And I really, really, really wanted to do it. I really wanted to do it. It was my favorite.
I have a couple of, like, more personal ones. One of them is, like, being more present, not spending as much time on social media when I'm in front of my wife and kids.
Yeah, social media is weird.
Silly, but, I fall into that all the time where I just zone out while Bluey's on and I'm like, I wonder what's on Instagram.
It's depressingly bad for you.
Yeah, I got to get better about that. Yeah. I have some numerical goals for my company, like a number of roofs I want to hit, number of revenue I want to generate.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to share that, but that's...
Yeah, it's weird to share.
Yeah, for sure. I don't like that. You know, you meet these business owners, though, like some of them, and they're like, yo, we did like $8 million last year. And it's like, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Why would you feel the need to announce that as soon as I met you?
Here's why. And this should bother the shit out of me. But honestly, listen, that is just... their thing, and it sounds so bad, but like everyone has their thing that they love.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't want to discredit people, but like everyone has thing they love. They are so passionate about making money, and that's fine. They have a passion, and their passion is that. So like the most impressive thing, it's not even to be like, I have $8 million. They're like, dude, check this out. Like, we killed it. Like, we did $8 million. Well, that's so cool. You. But there's that thing. And then people take it so personally sometimes. I don't even think it's meant to be like a, it's not like a, I have a yacht and an $8 million. It's like, oh my gosh, man. Like, a year ago, we were only at $6 million. Now we're $8 million. Like, I can't believe it. 25%. And you're like, well, thanks, man. It's really great to date $8 million. But like, it's just an embraceable thing. I just drive me crazy. It doesn't drive me as crazy anymore.
I just don't know why you'd want to project it, you know? Like, good, share your success, but, like, why would you want to talk about the specific dollar figure?
I get it. I mean, I'm not doing it. I don't do it. I get it. It's not my thing. But maybe that's, they only care about numbers. Some people are really numbers people, and that's the, like, biggest thing. So numbers are impressive to them.
Yeah. One of the best pieces of advice I got before we started our company was the more, this is a fellow roofer, actually, that told me this. He's like, and he's owned his business for over 30 years. He's like, the more I think about money, the worse I do with my business. The more I think about just my product and what I'm giving people, the money just kind of comes.
That's naturally. Community thing, though. And, that's my community concept. All like, yeah. It's the same thing. Don't waste your time with the money.
You just can't. You can't be solely driven by
money. It doesn't matter.
No.
Like it's like the 20. I told you about the $20 thing.
Yeah.
People get hung up on $20 all the time. They will literally let the car burn for $20. Like it's just don't. Yeah. It's all about the community. Just do what you're doing. Do it well. Do it right. Be done with it. It'll work out.
Yeah.
As soon as you're concerned about money, you're not doing roofing anymore. You're doing money.
Yep.
And listen, man, unless you're like work for Schwab or something like that, I don't think you should be the money guy. I just don't think so. It's just like that's not your thing is do roofs.
Yeah.
Go do roofs. Do them well. Take care of people. People take care of you.
So far, so good.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's it is. So like, and that's the truth. I mean, if someone's really concerned about money, it doesn't work for them.
Yeah.
I get asked all the time. My business plan is the worst. I have the worst business plans. Everyone's always like, oh, let me see. Like, how are you going to like, who knows, bro? It doesn't matter. I feel it's going to work out. Like, I'll feel. I go, yeah. I feel like it's the place I would want to. I feel like other people are going to like this too. I feel like this is the right thing to do. And when you do those things, it works out. People feel like it's worth spending their time and money here.
Yeah.
So which one did you run? Do you want to tell people, I have the best shit, come spend $20? No one's going to buy that.
No, for sure.
And if you walk to negotiate anytime, the number one thing is the roof is going to cost whatever the roof costs, the business, whatever, doesn't matter. Whatever you're selling is going to cost whatever it costs.
Totally.
But we're not buying that. We're already going to buy a product.
Yeah.
And everyone can be the best of the best. That's great. Which one do we feel more comfortable with?
Yeah, who do you want to work with?
Isn't that how it is? It's always how it is.
I think.
You can have 10 contractors. You can have 10 guys, no, and everyone's the same price. They're always going to go with who feels the best. So why do we waste so much time worrying about the number? The feeling is more
important. And I will say this to that point. This is important because I want to ask you a little more about this.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite jobs that I've done since we started the business were people that did openly share like, hey, you were a little bit more money, but we chose you because we thought that you were a good person and we liked your presentation and so on. Some of the worst jobs that I've ever had since we started, they picked me because I was the lowest price. Yep. And that was purely accidental, right? Like, I didn't mean to be the lowest price. I don't know what other people are bidding
at. But again, it's accidental, and that's fine. But again, what were they searching for?
Yeah.
But what were they, let's go to the other, turn the cards. What were they searching for?
Yeah.
They were searching for the cheapest person.
For sure.
Didn't give a shit.
And those.
So they don't care about your emotion. They don't care about your family.
No.
They don't care about your, they don't care if the dude falls off the roof that works for you. They don't care what happens to him. They go, we're still going to have this done by Friday. And you're like, dude, my guy just like, I just like, and they go, yeah, but like time's money, let's go. And you're like, but that's, and I listen, you can fire customers, bro. Fire customers. I fire customers all the time.
It's just so hard because like I'm at this point even still where I'm so grateful to get all the business that we get.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
Be grateful, 100%.
But, and fortunately, we really haven't had too many difficult customers.
There's only been a handful. Don't. Most but customers are wonderful people.
But it is ironic how the most difficult ones have been the ones that have told me I was the cheapest guy. And it's I heard something once I really liked. It was, hey, as a tradesman, you can do three things. And if I pitch this to a homeowner or a client, you get to pick two of the three, okay? So I can do it cheap, I can do it fast, or I can do it well. You pick two, the third doesn't exist. So if you want it done fast and well, it ain't going to be cheap. If you want it done cheap and fast, it ain't going to be done well. All right. If you want it done fast and well, you get it. So I like that. I like that a lot.
But it is good. But is that the internal processing? Or do you just say, I sell a product I can sleep with at night?
Well, I sell a product that I sleep under at night.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah. I'm always on bottom.
But you know, but even that thing is, you could literally go through and like, we'll take your phrase. You could literally sit there and say, like, everybody's a tagline. This is your new tagline. Maybe we just figured it out. But it's literally like, I provide a product that I can sleep well at night.
Yeah.
So you could sleep well under at night too. That's what I provide. And they say, well, I want to go off. That's wonderful. Those are all super important things, and I value those for those. But my product doesn't really reflect those.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have to make sure that as a customer, I want to make sure you're taken care of.
Yeah.
And I tell everyone the same thing. You know, when I need to book this. I wish it was cheaper. I go, I can't provide what you deserve at that price.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I'm out. And that's it. And it's a nice way to turn down money. But yeah. You just say, listen, this isn't going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for me. I gotta let you go. I can't be the guy that brings you down. I'm not going to be the guy that lies to you.
Yeah.
Same with you. I'm never going to lie to you. I just want truthful answers, and things happen. You know, if you did a job for me and something happened outside the order, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let you down. I don't think you're going to let me down. And that's how it's supposed to be. And people just, I think new money is such a weird thing. People love
it. It is, man.
Love money.
And well, the other thing that you taught me this, I was so consumed by like how people perceive the company. And I want all of our customers to have the best experience they can. Yeah. But you taught me, you're like, dude, it's impossible to run a business getting nothing but 5-star reviews. You just can't.
You will always never get 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
You know what you get?
Somebody is going to have something bad to say inevitably.
And this was hard for me to learn, but you're going to get all those 5-star reviews, and you're going to get that one guy that doesn't care, because it doesn't matter. His buddy maybe owns a roofing company. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
This guy sucks. Great. But when you really do it, people go out of their way and say, yeah, you might think that, but you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite is that we were doing a project for, you know, online. We're on Facebook, and one of the Facebook groups. And I had an idea, and I offered it up to a group. And, you know, most people were super supportive, and it was fine. And then one guy was like, let me tell you my opinion. And as soon as he was done, the rest of the world decided to say, let's clarify how you're wrong.
Yeah.
And I had 50 cheerleaders chewing them out. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't even chime in.
Keyboard warriors, bro.
But I didn't have to chime in. By doing the right thing and by staying the course, there was other people that were more than happy to come out of the way and say, nah, this isn't right.
For sure.
They'll defend me. I had to do it. So cool. One guy gave me a 1-star review or gave me a 1 negative.
Yeah.
Who cares? The grand scheme of things, everyone looks at and goes, oh, that's the guy that gave the 1-star to like one of the nicest dudes. Good job. Like, no one cares.
Yeah.
And it used to hurt me really bad because you put your passion and time into it.
Of course.
And we're worse because we're like, we have these like really forward facing, I'm not saying roofing is a forward, but like you're doing contractual basis. Most of the time you won't even get a review. It's very contractual.
Yeah.
Most reviews you probably get are actually from like service calls, like from like
little hit
type of things.
It's a transactional relationship, yeah. and it doesn't last very long. I mean, most people hire us and we're in and out same week. Oftentimes it's like 3 days,
yeah, 2 days. Yeah, they'll talk to you in 30 years. That's what it is, for sure. And that's what it is, and that's fine. But, like, it used to really hurt me. I'd put my time and heart into this, and I'd try to make something. I was making that thing I thought was the best.
Yeah.
You got a person that knows nothing about what you do, and they want to chime in on it. And, you know, but if you have the right, if you do the right thing, you have plenty of cheerleaders, they're going to fix it for you. It's fine. And that's a community thing. You know, it always goes back to that community vibe.
Yep.
I want to be the best for the people around me. It's all fun again to make money. Businesses are fun. Doing this is fun. Doing that's fun. But I really want people to know that, like, they're here for me. I'm here for them.
Yeah.
And if you just keep that mentality, oh, the world's great, man. They're never going to let you starve to death. You're always going to have a table to eat at.
Yeah. I like that.
But that's real.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, but what do you need? If you always have a table to eat at, you'll never be without help.
Yeah.
And none of that requires money. So, I mean, I just think that's my mentality on it. I always go back to that, and that's a big driver for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you end up in Auburn? Because you're not from here originally, right?
Breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, breakfast.
Just flew in one day for breakfast?
Nope, didn't fly in for breakfast, but I went to breakfast at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I lived in Sacramento. I work all these crazy places, and we end up keep coming up. Bree and I, she and I would come up all the time, and I just... It's always breakfast, man. It was like the spot to go for breakfast. I just enjoyed it. And it hurt when I left because all I'd have is breakfast here. I was like, man, that always sucks. I got to go for breakfast. It's a great experience.
Yeah.
Now I got to leave and I don't get to like, I get to experience it.
Yeah.
But I don't get to like experience it. I'm just like fleeting moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all want to own a part of it. And coming up here and moving up here, like, we want to have kids. We want to do all this stuff. And I said, wow, I could like make this happen. And we chose this as our home because we have, it's safe to walk down the street.
Sure.
Got, the vibe was what I was looking for. And honestly, you know, with that community thing, I always wanted to make a difference, but you can't, it's unrealistic to make a difference in these like mega places. You're just not going to do it without money.
And it doesn't happen overnight too.
You're not going to do it. It's just, you're going to waste all this time. You're going to be, I won't say nobody. You're going to be somebody wherever you're at. But you're doing like, can you really make the change?
Yeah.
Or do you go to a place that has what you're looking for, what you really, what excites you?
Yeah.
Now you can make a change. You can really go out there. The things you love to do, you can help others and you can, you can be a somebody. But you could like do things that impact someone's life. Like I'll tell you this. One of my favorite things is my ice cream store. It's so stupid. The place is so dumb, but it means so many things to me that no one even knows. We didn't have an ice cream store that was like that. And when I was a kid, my favorite thing was going to the ice cream store and sampling ice cream. Like, that's the thing to do. The thought that my daughter and my kids, you know, my son and my daughter wouldn't get to experience that was kind of weird. Like, it was a weird experience. But it's not just for me. Think of all the other kids that live there.
Sure.
And everyone knows, oh, we never see families. You never see them because you've given nothing for families.
Yeah.
At some point, there's going to be a high schooler that's going to go to college and become a parent, an adult, and a dad. And they're going to go through and be like, I remember going to get ice cream. And I went to that place. And I get to own that place. Like, it's cool. It's great.
Yeah.
And there's a little kid that says, they'll never tell you. But you have, like, dig deep. You remember things from a childhood. And you remember those weird things. You're like, I used to just love that weird thing. Maybe it was the funky drinking fountain at the park. Maybe it was the spring. I don't know. Whatever it was. But that's a part of your memory. This is a part of someone's memory. This is a part of someone's family coming up. There's families that come in. And to get to make that impact, priceless.
Nice, man.
I'd open the ice cream store all over again just so my kids had a place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? And just that, and then like, there's no money involved. It was just, you got to do that and share those experiences. And you get to be a part of it. When I serve ice cream, I look like the worst. I'm the worst employee there for sure. Like 100%. Like, I'm not going to lie about that. But I go in there, and even when I serve people, like, families come in, it's great. They get to have a cool experience. People come to visit town, they say, man, that was great. That was a just,
cool ice cream shop.
That was great. That was just a cool ice cream shop. That was a cool, that guy cared. That was it. Priceless.
Yeah.
You can't buy it. You can't buy it.
Yeah.
You have to create it. You cannot buy it. And those are the experiences that, like, that's the route for me. Like, that's what I want, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Where's your wife from?
Oh, Fairfield.
Okay.
I think.
And you're from Santa Rosa, Napa?
Napa, and I lived in the Midwest and stuff. And moved around and came back. And yeah.
And then you guys just fell in love with the town.
That's it. Right? That's how we got here. Yeah. But that was it. Those impactful changes and the fact it's like a one-of-a-kind environment. And then it just worked out. It worked out great. And here we are. I mean, look, I get to do stuff like this, which is wonderful. I mean, I joke around a ton, but like, I really think it's great. Like, I get the opportunity to come and hang out with you and do this. Like,
yeah,
I want to be a part of making your life better too.
Yeah.
You know, you give me 10 seconds, I'm going to give you 10 seconds. And I'm going to strive always for my 10 seconds to be more impactful in your life than yours were to mine. I'm going to be selfish that way. I'm always that way. But it's so cool that like now we get to go through, and I know you know me.
For sure.
We get to go through downtown though. And there's other people you know in town. You go downtown, there are people you will see at community events. They're just part of your community.
Yeah.
Like, I know my city council.
Yeah.
Do you know your city council?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I know the people that run my city government.
Yep.
And
we know the planner. We know the mayor. We know
some of them I joke with. Some of them I don't joke with. But
sure.
Nonetheless, it's still cool knowing that you have a connection to the environment you live in.
Oh, dude, no doubt. And I didn't really feel this, frankly, until we started our business. I mean, we've lived in Auburn longer than we've been in business. But when I was just an employee for a big company, I worked in Auburn.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel the connection that I do now that I actually own something.
You're definitely invested. Serve
it a different way. Yeah.
But I mean, you could have had stuff invested. You just chose not to.
Yeah.
Because you're not. It's like a different drive. You don't really care. Because you don't really care how businesses do. You just care you get a paycheck. That's like, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't care if your boss survives. Like, I think my employees, I mean, we teach our, like, what does he teach? We work with our employees, and we do fall behind this, like, it's family. And people are always like, oh, like, I was like, no. We take care of our employees. Yeah. We want our employees to know, like, it is what it is. We're there for them. And I think they're there for us. And it literally, time and time again, my employees are taking care of me. I'm taking care of them. And we go out of our way to make sure they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to, like, my flipper house. Go ask anyone that works there and say, I'll pay you more money. You want to quit? They'll tell you off. They'll say, sorry, sir, I can't do that. I really like my job. Can I get you anything else? They don't want that.
Yeah.
They want to be treated like people. They want to have a thing. Like, my employees, I'll give you a different one. This is a weird one. And this gets people all in a weird thing. Your guys.
Yeah.
Who makes their schedule?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? So do you, like, tell them you have a job and they go figure it out? Or do you, like, tell them we're going to be here at 8 or 7?
Yeah. Whatever? I do that. And then we start the job together.
Yeah.
I mean, I sold the job, so I know what I've promised.
You know what I've promised, of course.
And then I walk the foreman around and tell him all the details. And,
yeah. But generally speaking, you directly control where everyone goes, right?
For sure.
Cool. Ours is a different business. It's a little different, but like ours. I just know when we need to be open.
Yeah.
I say, hey, everybody, this is when we're open. You figure it out or I'll figure it out. It's your call. And they figure it out.
Yeah.
They work their own shifts. They trade their own shifts. We've had a couple hiccups, very small ones, but usually because someone's sick and then it just ends up like that. But
yeah.
Outside their control. But generally speaking, we've never missed anything. We've never had an issue. Everyone makes their own schedules both places. They work together as a team because they like to do that. And there's no reason they can't figure out how to get to work.
Yeah.
It's not an issue. And they all manage to do it. And the best part is ex, you know, employee A wants to go to that concert on Saturday. And they know we work every weekend. It's brutal. Well, what's it worth to their other employees that work with them, their teammates, to make sure they get, well, they want to go to a concert maybe the following weekend. Probably Luke Combs in the second one because some guy ruined the first one. But they get to go and do that. And I remember when I worked for people and it was just, hey, man, I really want to go to this thing. That's nice. You work Saturdays. Yeah, but I'm going to trade with employee B because, like, it's not a big deal. Like, we'll just trade. They're like, cool story, dude. You work Saturdays. And that just sucks. It was horrible.
Yeah.
What type of family is that?
Yeah.
But now they get to go through. They'll go the extra mile. And I'll go the extra mile for them. But they all work together. They work a team. We've had one employee, you know, go through. I was like, I feel like my team isn't happy with me. Do you feel like you're doing what you're supposed to do as a family with your team?
Yeah.
Well, no. I don't know. There you go. How do I fix it? I don't know. Start by apologizing. Maybe you should come clean and maybe you guys should work together. And that's how people grow. Because when they leave, it's an ice cream shop. It's an ice cream shop. When you leave, though, you're going to go be a real adult one day. I want you to be adult and be like, wow, this is how it's supposed to be done. Because if they leave and say, nah, we don't have to treat people like numbers. We can get along. And once you have responsibility and personal responsibility, you said that with others. It's an endlessly sharing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
How do you like interviewing people? Is it fun for you or you like it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have you found people?
Everywhere.
Mostly like word of mouth from current employees or like?
Indeed.
Oh, you do use Indeed.
Current employees, they'll refer people sometimes. Okay. I'm not against their friends. It's easier if we have someone new.
Okay.
Like it's always easier if we have someone new. I feel like also if you get someone just new, it gives them an opportunity to go through and like have that chance at that cool job. Like I feel like we sell a cool job. It's still a job. You still got to work. But for I feel sure. like we sell a cool opportunity for them to grow and do something and be themselves. And
yeah.
I think it's nicer if we can open that up to just regular people. Because you never know where you're going to land.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I met someone the other day at another place. I'm not going to name a name, but I met them. And I was like, your name looks really familiar. And she's like, oh, what's your last name? She goes, I was like, oh, you applied at my place. She goes, yeah. I wanted to work there so bad. I was like, she answered your phone. She goes, did you call me? I was like, yeah. She goes, well, I don't answer any orders. I'm like, well, you're going to never know what it's like to work there. I'm
That'll
sorry.
That'll be really difficult in the job market.
But do you know what I mean? Like, and you sit there and you're like, it's so funny. It's a small world. Everyone needs a job, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, I feel like when people do get that option, like we had a girl show up at Flipper House. I said, you know what? I'm done. we had it like, for some reason we had issues getting like a good flow of people. I was like, do a group interview. I hate them. I said, do a group, give me 10 people. And then we'll interview them separately in a little bit if we like them. We're like, well, that's what we'll do. That's how I'm going to handle this one. And I wanted to get this other girl that works for us a little more training on how, like, why I hire and how I hire. So he comes out. Out of like 10 people, one person showed up. And then everyone was texting, like, you coming? You coming? They're like, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Everyone's just saying, like, they're like, you're going to wait? I was like, yeah, I always wait. Even if you're late, I don't know what's going on in your life. I just want to see. I'm already here. I offered up my time. If you're going to be late and show up, at least show up. And then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
I've hired a couple people where, you know, like canvasser type people, right? They'll just walk neighborhoods with door hangers and that kind of thing. And it's, you know, it's a very mundane job, but we offered them a commission if they were able to us a lead that we could convert.
Yeah.
And we had like over a dozen people apply for it when we initially posted it. It is fascinating how many people will set and confirm an interview and then just
never show up. And you call them and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to be. Like, they didn't even respond, nothing. But that girl that showed up,
yeah,
I liked her. She was prompt, on time. Like, it all starts with anything. Like, then we're like, well, we're waiting for her. Let's go get coffee. And I'm like, well, you're here and you're on time. Would you like coffee? And she's like, you're going to buy me coffee? I'm like, yeah, I mean, it'd be weird to just go get four coffees, not get you one. You're the only one that showed up. We got her coffee. And she was like, this is great. And I said, do you like it? She goes, yeah, we talked. So I was like, you know, I think I like her. I think she showed up on time. I'm like,
yeah,
whatever, it's her lucky day. Let's just hire her. And we just hired her. I was like, you know, and 10 people, one shows up. Dude, come on. It was her lucky day. And she literally, I asked her the other day, I said, so what do you think of your job? She goes, I just can't believe people are so stupid to show up. I said, I know. She goes, this is the best job I've ever had. And we take great care of them. She was like,
Dude, it even happens in my business. Like, I'll go to a customer's house that wants a roof quote.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, you know, I've called three or four companies that never called me back, never did anything. I left them a message. What?
Like, that's what I'm doing right
now. You've got people calling to offer you an opportunity to bid work, and you're just no call.
I go through this all the time, though. And like,
I don't get it, man.
Like, my project, I'm up to my home. I'm like, my project's not a small project. And I've hit up so many people like, hey, man, I'm doing this thing. Like, here's my name. Like, this is what I'm doing. It's fairly large. I got these things. I just like radio silence. Like you just like, these are like big numbers. Like, and I'm like, I'm super easy to deal with. So I don't even like,
yeah,
they're just missing out. And they'll follow up. They're like, oh, I'm getting to it. Oh, I'm getting to it. I'm like, bro, like I have quite a bit of stuff. Like, I know quite a few people. Like,
sure.
I just, and I, it's not a flex. I just was like, I just think it's weird that like you're, it's a notably big project, and I'm literally giving you an option to be a part of it, and all you have to do is give me a quote, and they just can't do it. And
it's wild, man.
It's like insane to me, and they can't even give me a round of, like, my biggest thing is like you came out to look at a roof, and it's really easy. I say, hey, man, how much does it cost? You're like, well, I do this professionally. Like, this, you didn't say this, but in your head, you're like, I do this professionally, so I know that like these fixed costs are about here. Yeah. Like, no guarantees, but here is your range. I go, perfect, thank you. So now I know that like am I in this category? This guy, that's all I want to know. And they'll be like, you're like, oh, I want to do this and this. They're like, we have no clue. I'm like, aren't you like a, don't you guys do this for a living? You're like, well, I didn't call a mason, so I'll use a mason. Like, aren't you a mason? Like, you should know that it costs like X amount of dollars to put a wall in, right? They're like, well, there's tons of variables. I'm like, well, just get me close. Like, they're like, I want to do a brick wall. I want this by this. I need it 40 feet long. How much does that cost? They're like, well, no one has a clue. I'm like,
it's just wild to me.
Just give me a number, lie to me, and be like, plus or minus 20 to 40 grand. Like, anything. They won't even do it. And every time I bid a job or I give something, I always give them a quote and I say, hey, look, you're looking at this to this.
Yeah.
There's variables, this to this. Because you do it, you're professional. And then I just feel like no one's a professional anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, that was part of our kind of motivation, I guess, or inspiration to start the business. It's like, I had worked in the roofing industry for 8 years prior to starting the company.
Yeah.
I've seen every caliber of contractor. I've seen the best of the best. And I've also seen guys where it's like, how do you make a living? And it is wild how many fall into the latter category than the former.
Well,
and
10 years is a long time before it really fails. They can get out.
Yeah. But it's just, it's not rocket science though. It is customer service.
Sure.
But it's also like, just do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it, and don't be ugly about it. And
well, that's what customer service is supposed to be. Customer service is like, we've gone on this tangent about customer. Like, I own an ice cream shop. listen, it's optional. And I'm not going to discredit my own business. We sell a great product. That's fine. But nobody has to get ice cream.
Yeah.
We are selling you an experience. That is what it is. You are getting sold an experience. And we want to make sure that you have an enjoyable thing. And it's a wonderful time. That's my number one goal. That's it. I don't care about the rest of it. That's the number one thing. That's it. I repeat it all the time. That's what I care about. And then in the service industry, like you do, you're doing a service, you know, trade service. And in doing that, it's the customer service used to be that, like, hey, I'm going to show up on time. I'm going to charge you fairly. I'm going to do a wonderful job. And I'm here if you have any issues. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, I don't know, they bring cakes. I don't know, they bring cakes and chocolates and don't actually do the roof and still get paid. Like,
yeah,
I get it. Because I've had people that, like, they want to sell me on this weird thing. I'm like, I don't, sell me on, like, is the roof on the building?
Yeah.
Sell me on that. Like, is the roof on the building? Will it not leak? Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's the part that doesn't exist anymore. I can't get any tradespeople to give me, like, answers that make sense anymore.
Crazy.
But it's always like this. And then, like, I get it. They've probably been screwed somewhere. They said a quote and someone stuck to it. But, like, I just want a range.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a sprinkler system for this building. I was like, how much does this cost? Like, I've never done one.
Yeah.
How much does it cost? The only guy that gave me a good quote was the elevator guy. We're going to do an elevator. And he was just like, how much does the elevator cost? He's like, well, plus or minus, it's going to be $200K for that. I go, yeah. So, like, if I do, he's like, $200K. I go, ahead. He goes, whatever you're going to say, it's going to be $200,000. I go, okay. So it's just $200K. Yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, what if I need, like, the special little wire? He's like, you paid us $200,000. We'll get you the special. Like, it just, it was Encompass package. It was insanely expensive. But, like, at least it was like this is what it costs.
At least you knew.
This is the project. This is what it costs. You know, it was beginning.
I've heard the elevator business really has its ups and downs.
It really does. It really does. You know, the only time it ever sucks is when it's in free fall. You definitely don't want that. Yeah.
Man, this is what we're doing. We're doing it. Hey, before we hop off. Jokes.
Yeah.
I think this is the way I want to end every show. I want you to give the best piece of advice you've ever heard to the audience.
The best piece of advice I've ever heard?
Yeah. It could be about anything, too.
Oh, it's so important.
Yeah.
I have one. I have one I stick to. And it's my new one. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Don't be afraid to ask for help?
Yeah. Don't. I do everything myself. It's a tragic fault of my own. Don't be that guy. Horrible. Don't do it. Ask for help. There's people that are much better than you at certain stuff. Pay them for their time and their skills. Take advantage of it. It is the best thing your money will ever buy you. 100%.
Right on.
Yep.
Dallas Drake. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
A lot of fun, dude.
Appreciate it.
All right.